some traditional folk songs from Italy. They say, Vedi Napoli e muori, see Naples and die. It's that great. Music of, well, traditional music, actually, sung by Ion Piso. 11:33, this is Morning Blend on WLRH, and I am delighted to introduce to you Miss Betsy Hyman of Athens and the Athens Greece Festival, which is coming up September 28th. Miss Betsy, I want to welcome you to WLRH, and thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Beth. I appreciate your time and promoting the Athens Greece Festival for us. For the weekend.
Absolutely. This is going to be a blast.
We are so excited.
Oh, now this is the second annual, which means that y'all are starting a little traditional thing here.
We are.
And there are all kinds of fun things happening. First of all, I'd like to know, who started this festival? Did you have anything to do with getting this whole thing started?
Well, I was part of the team that helped create it last year, but the brainchild of the Athens Greece Festival is actually Tricia Black, who's the executive director for the Spirit of Athens.
Oh, wonderful.
And the city of Athens was looking for movements to help revitalize our downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a lot of research and came up with the Athens Greece Festival as a play on our name and Greek and everything, Greece, G-R-E-A-S-E.
That is very cool. I love it.
Southern style to that Greek.
I love it. Well, now the festival celebrates fried food and then the name of the city of Athens, going back to Athens, Greece. And, of course, Athena, the goddess of, I believe she's wisdom and many different arts, maybe the art of war, different arts of philosophy or something like that. I think she's a very interesting goddess and an interesting figure to have a city named for. Athens, Alabama, is a charming little town. The downtown area is really sweet. That'll be a nice place to come and hang out. And here's my next question. If you were to wear something to the Greece Festival, what would it be?
Wear a toga, toga, toga. It's a party all day.
Your toga party, going back to the ancient Greek clothing. And, of course, it's just kind of nice to hang out in your toga sometimes.
And sure it is.
Wear something that you can probably spill a little grease on.
All right. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes. What a wonderful time. About how many people do you expect will be wearing those togas, Miss Betsy?
Well, I hope a majority will. We'll have a toga contest, and so we're outrageous. We're wearing cowboy boots with our togas and
awesome
cowboy hats to promote our Southern heritage, but it should be fun. Everyone needs to wear a toga, and you get a dollar off if you do. So
we're talking about the Athens Greece Festival. My guest is Miss Betsy Hyman of Athens, Alabama, and that will be happening on September 28th. If you'd like to have more information, you may go to Athens Greece Festival. Now, this is G-R-E-A-S-E Festival, AthensGreeceFestival.com, or you may dial 256-232-9040. Well, Miss Betsy, my next question for you is about the musicians that are coming to this particular festival. Who all do y'all have coming?
Well, we have Bourbon and Bleach. They're Birmingham-based and play swinging blues and Americana.
Fun.
We have William Tyler, who you have a CD of
right
here today. He's folk, indie folk, and pop rock. And he's currently signed with Merge Records. So we're excited to have him and the Cool Bone Brass Band.
Cool Bone.
We'll open our ceremonies on Saturday morning and then do another set later in the afternoon. They're more New Orleans jazz style, so
mm-hmm.
that should be fun. Then we have Charles and Grant. They're local to Athens, and they play anything from Willie Nelson to the Grateful Dead to the Black Crowes.
Great.
And Doug McDonald, who is also local and created Spoons and Tunes.
Oh, fun.
Here in town in Huntsville, he records with other musicians, and they cook in a kitchen and play music. So
how cool is that? And how perfect for this particular festival.
Perfect, absolutely.
Very good.
And Farmer Jason for the kids.
Wonderful.
We're excited to have him, too. He's Jason Ringenberg of Jason and the Scorchers, and he's Americana, alt country originally, and moved more into the children's arena as he had kids himself.
Fantastic.
So he's created quite a brand in the kids' section of the music store.
Miss Betsy, before we get into some more music, is there anything else you'd like to tell me about the Athens Grease Festival this Saturday?
I would, Beth. I'd like to mention also we are hosting Rick Bragg at the Athens State University Center for Lifelong Learning at 5 p.m. We're very excited to have him as well. We had 200 seats available, and they sold within days. Or actually, they were the tickets were free, but it was first come, first serve, and they were gone within a couple of days. So everyone's excited to have him in our community and supporting the Athens Grease Festival as well.
Very good.
We also have a Lady Athena.
Oh.
We announced her earlier this week. It was Helen Carter of Elkmont. And we just wanted to honor someone who, like the Greek version of Athena, loves the city of Athens. So we're looking for someone who gives back to the city by volunteering and being involved in the community events and helping make Athens a great place to live. So we are excited to have Helen Carter as our first Lady Athena. She'll be a part of the opening ceremonies, and she'll preside over the entire festival throughout the day. She'll judge the toga contest, and so we're excited to promote someone very special within our community on Saturday as well.
I talked with Betsy Hyman of the Athens Grease Festival, happening September 28th, 2013. You can get information at Athens Grease Festival, that's GREASE.com.